You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
My favorite operations and cleaning tool. Come on, everyone. You know what it is by now. It's Breezeway. It just got a whole lot better for Airbnb hosts.
Breezeway's platform has always helped hosts manage work like cleaning, maintenance, and inspections at their properties. But now their technology is integrated with Airbnb, which means you can connect your Airbnb reservation info with Breezeway, helping you save even more of your precious time, like automatically notifying your cleaners on a new reservation or changes to an existing reservation.
You can use Breezeway to schedule cleaning, inspections, and maintenance tasks using smart checklists and automated messaging to maintain a consistent guest experience.
Connect your Airbnb guest reviews with individual tasks in Breezeway. For example, fridge stopped working and the guest mentioned it in your review, a Breezeway maintenance task will help you make sure it gets fixed as soon as possible.
Respond to guest messages all in one platform. Hosts can now view and respond to Airbnb message threads within the Breezeway platform.
And that's not all. The Breezeway Guide is a personalized digital welcome book, and they also have Breezeway Assist, a 24-hour call service supplemented with Breezeway's AI-driven engine, are also connected through this Airbnb integration.
There are so many things that Breezeway can help you tackle, so check out Breezeway for yourself. TFE listeners will receive free implementation when you decide to make Breezeway a part of your hosting operational strategy, just like Annette and I have. Visit breezeway.io/TFE to learn more. That's breezeway.io/TFV. Hello, welcome back for another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. All right, we're going to kick off this episode like we do every week and sharing one of you, our amazing listeners, who's using our hashtag #STRShareSunday. If you use our hashtag on Instagram, we're going to share you here on the podcast, to our email list on Instagram, give you all the love. Annette, who are we sharing this week?
This week, we are sharing at Northwoods A-Frame. Again, that's at Northwoods A-Frame. And two specific things I want to talk about this property. Number one is this lovely couple, they bought 40 acres and they built an A-frame and now they're building like tiny cabins. But I will let you know, this is one of the first places that I've seen that they have been using a bathhouse. So the tiny cabins do not have bathrooms. You do have to walk to a bathhouse. I think you get your own individual bath once you book. They're broken off probably for plumbing purposes, but interesting use there. So check that out, how they started with the A-frame, and I think they're building around the 40 acres. And then the second thing that I saw that was super creative is they have a maker space in the A-frame, and it is decked out with any sort of like crafting supply that you would like. And I just like it. I think they are encouraging people to come to the A-frame to unwind, to journal, to paint, to draw. It's just a really cool space. And they have tons of shelving. You can check it out. You can see all of the supplies that they have there. Just really well done and interesting. I haven't seen a maker space in a home.
Yeah. All right. And also I noticed too, so I wanted to point this out. They do a good job of really leaning into work from home spaces where they say, you know, point of view, someone from Minnesota who wants to escape to a cabin and get some work done. I mean, I know Annette and I are actually doing that exact thing. So really thinking about who you want to come and stay with you so you can change your messaging to lead them in is really great. Because then your potential guest is going to say, ooh, that's me. And just feel like you're kind of talking to them. So really well done. With that, we're going to move on to the episode. And this is an episode that we're going to discuss the Airbnb winter updates.
2022.
They came out a few weeks ago, but we're going to talk to them now. We've had some really time to think about it. Remove ourselves from the immediate thought that, well, maybe you don't feel the same way we do, but sometimes it just feels like Airbnb is always on the guest side, right? It feels that way. But when we thought about all the different angles and all the different ways to think about and leverage some of the updates, we think some of our viewpoints that we've gotten from our members, fellow coaches, we kind of brought it all together. I want to share it with you here today. So if you're watching on YouTube, I'm going to bring it up here on the screen so you can see it with us.
And if you're not watching on YouTube, what the heck? Subscribe. Yeah. We put content out that's very different there than our podcast. So, I mean, our podcast is there, but we do all sorts of content just for YouTube.
So let's start with the biggest topic of discussion, which at first, I will not lie to you, I was very upset with. And I was like, oh, like, how dare they? Airbnb is introducing total price display and updating guest checkout. So starting in December, Airbnb will begin rolling out the option to display total price in countries without existing price display requirements. Total price will include all fees before taxes and to be shown in search results as well as on the map, filter, and listing page. So before confirming their booking, guests can still view a full price breakdown that shows Airbnb's service fees, discounts, and taxes as well. So let's break this down, Annette. At first, we felt kind of like, well, what the heck? Hotels bury their fees all the time. So why is it that this is a concern that Airbnb has felt they need to bring to light and make an adjustment? Obviously, they've been getting feedback from the guests.
Yes. And I hear this from friends and family all the time. You know, they find a place that's $100 a night. And then by the time the taxes, the fees, the cleaning fees, it's like over 600. They're like, wait a second, I fell in love with this place and now it's over 600 bucks. So the consumer feels duped a lot of times when they're searching for their perspective.
But as you brought out, so Annette and I hosted our first live event in Vegas and we stayed at the hotel that we presented our conference at and we checked out, there was fees upon fees that we didn't even know about. So this whole like fee thing isn't special to Airbnb.
Right.
But Airbnb is saying that your price is going to help you or hurt you rank on their website. So they are prioritizing total price instead of nightly price. Okay, everyone, in our search ranking algorithm, this means that for similar listings in the same area, those with the highest quality, so best reviews and best total price, which AKA read most competitive / lowest price, will rank higher in the search results. What does that mean to us? Here's what you want to think about. If you are hosting shorter stays, you're going to have to get very strategic with this. And this includes Annette and myself. So we host in a metro market. We host a lot of 1-2 night stays where fees can really add up if we're not careful. So we might want to strategize if they stay 1 or 2 nights, it's this pricing setup. And if it's 3+ nights, we can obviously have a lower nightly rate and introduce some, you know, different fees to offset. And what fees do we have? So we obviously have the cleaning fee. Mm-hmm. You could have a pet fee, which we'll talk about that in a little bit. You could have a damage fee for yourself if you do in-house damage waivers. You could have all boating fees, I mean, amenity fee, whatever kind of fees you want to have, you can do that with an Airbnb, but now they're not going to like show it to the guest upon checkout. It's going to show up right there at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So consider that you're going to have to really be dialed in on your pricing and how that affects where you show up on the search algorithm. Pricing tool for hosts starting in early 2023. So at the airing of this episode, this is not yet true. We will provide hosts with new pricing and discounting tools to help them understand the final price guests pay and how to set competitive prices. We expect these changes to help hosts be more successful and provide even greater value to guests. And of course, and this is actually a new topic, so we're going to talk about the whole guest checkout change. But let's continue talking about pricing real quick. One of our coaches inside of our membership, as we were like kind of moaning and griping about this, she goes, well, hold on, everyone. I think this is actually going to be really good.
Especially for independent hosts.
Yes. So those of us who aren't giant companies, those of us who host, you know, less than 10 properties, who are still very integrated into the guest communication process, this is going to be great for us because those bigger companies that we're also competing against on the Airbnb website, they are jam-packed with fees.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not going to know what to do with this. And this might finally give us
a competitive edge,
a chance to stand out. Because I thought like my two fees was going to be like, well, now they're never going to pay it. And they're like, you have to compare yourself to your competition. Well, this competition, these people with these, you know, these vast amounts of houses.
The other part too, and Corey is her name, by the way. Corey was just really getting everybody pumped up inside of our membership, because here's the number one, I think, biggest thing every time there's any sort of pivot or change is to be excited about it and know that like the cream of the crop is going to rise to the top. Like there's always going to be waves of new things, and you have to just be prepared for it as a business owner and always, you know, see the silver lining. And that is what she was really helping our group and championing. Like, look, we are in direct contact with our guests. You know, most people, our listeners and inside our membership, they're not having their guest interaction go overseas to like a virtual assistant. So you're going to be able to answer those questions. You're going to be able to show the value of why your place should have these certain fees, or why it commands the rate that you are offering, you know, what you're offering, why it commands the pricing that you have. So we're going to, I think just having that positive perspective whenever there's a change, and understand that Airbnb has done a ton of market research before. They do so much research before they actually roll out these changes, that they do have to have the best interest of obviously the guest in mind, but also the host. And the hosts that are the super hosts that are going to rise to the top, you are going to rise to the top. So I think let's think about, obviously you want to be very aware of what's happening in your area. But like Sarah said, this is a time to really like take a look. Okay, wait a second. My cleaning fee, if it is just a one night stay, am I still competitive? If it's a two night stay, do I have different maybe nightly minimums that help me, you know, stay competitive? Maybe it's just time for you to rethink your business. And I think that's what a lot of people don't like when the boat gets rocked, because they're just kind of like
coasting,
steady eddy, moving along. And it's like, oh, wait, I need to reassess and pivot. And so let's think of it as like a healthy shakeup for us to reassess everything and be able to do some market research.
We also came to the mindset or the thought process of, well, if we're going to be quote unquote, you know, putting all these fees up front, but then at the end, guests can see a total breakdown with taxes and Airbnb service fees. Is it going to be more evident that guests are going to see how much Airbnb service fees are? And we all know, if whether you follow Annette and me or the other short-term rental content producers out there, we are championing direct bookings and bringing it. Direct booking is not a new thing, everyone.
It's the original.
It is the original. Before Airbnb, how do people stay in vacation rentals? They went to like vacationrentalhouse.com. You know what I mean? Like they went to the website to book, or they called, or they went to the yellow pages.
They didn't go to the website. Yeah, they like found it sent them a check.
When was the .com era? Like 2000? So there's a few years maybe of a website booking. Anyway, they book directly with the company. And so now guests are going to see that they are paying a premium for that quote unquote protection of Airbnb, and is it worth it to them or not? This might actually help us in our quest to have a more balanced lead ratio of where we're getting our guests from.
Uh-huh.
So that's cool too.
Yeah, we were excited about that part of this, of like, if there's going to be full transparency, we'll see if the transparency is there on Airbnb side of what they're retaining for just connecting the reservation. So
right.
That's something that should be extremely exciting, and you being able to show that value to a potential direct booking guest.
Actually, this is kind of I'm cheating here a little bit, but we had someone call into our AMA episodes and say, how do I convince a guest? How do I show a guest the value of booking direct? Unfortunately, because guests feel they're protected by Airbnb, and honestly, they kind of are, because Airbnb is going to go up to bat for them if there is a discrepancy. More often than not, they're going to go with the paying customer in terms of who's going to get the payout or what have you. But as we can see, they're paying a pretty penny for that every time they book with Airbnb. So it's not like it's free. They're just paying into it every single time. And so when you ask like what the value is, it's going to be a better rate, right? When guests book direct with you, you want it to be a more attractive rate for them. And then you're going to have to work on that know, like, and trust factor, with that potential guest? Are you sending them emails? Are you offering them discounts? Are you remembering they come and see it again? Like, you're going to have to build that trust that a lot of small businesses have to build with their clientele.
And it might have to come from them booking via an OTA
right.
in the beginning, which is fine. And then you can, you know, retain the reservation moving forward.
Hey there, fellow hosts.
Want to make your short-term rental feel like $1 million without breaking the bank?
You bet. That's where Manoan comes in. They've got deep discounts on over 100 amazing brands. Brands like Article, West Elm, Crate & Barrel, Pollywood, Wayfair, Parachute, and Fellow. Your guests will be swooning over the stylish furnishings, and you'll be grinning at the money you saved.
And here's the exciting news. Manoan just leveled up their platform. Now you can easily sort through their brands with improved browsing and filtering capabilities, including host favorites and unique finds. No more endlessly scrolling.
Plus, if you're a design-savvy host juggling multiple properties, Manoan has your back. You can tag quotes and orders by property so you can keep things organized like a pro.
And let's not forget, you can set up multiple properties under your one account. It's a breeze to manage them all in one place. Talk about convenience.
Oh, and customization is key. With Manoan, you can decide who gets email notifications for all of your quotes and order updates. No more inbox overload.
And also, of course, we cannot forget the most exciting thing about all of this. Manoan is 100% free for hosts. Yes, you've heard that right. There are no membership fees, no sneaky costs, just fabulous discounts and a stress-free experience.
So what are you waiting for? Don't waste another second. Go to ManoanExperience.com and sign up today. Your guests will thank you, your wallet will thank you, and we'll thank you for spreading the word.
Thanks for visiting the new Manoan. Another food for thought for you as you're diving back into your, as you get into the new year and you are restructuring maybe how many nights guests can stay and your cleaning fees, maybe there's a less expensive for a one night stay and a more expensive for multiple night stays. As you're diving into all of that, something to keep in mind in general, does not just the short-term rental industry, but any industry, when fees get excessive, it's when they exceed 30% of, in our case, the nightly rate or the, you know, the overall stay. So depending on what you're calculating it for.
So take a look at that. Again, the 30%, like, is your cleaning fee out of control in comparison to your nightly rate? And I understand maybe to get someone in professional to clean, it is more than 30%, but maybe that's somewhere where you've got to work on your numbers. That doesn't mean that the guest needs to cover all of that. Maybe that's somewhere else. You know, are you making a lot of money at the end of the day on the nightly reservation? You've got to give and take that.
You're gonna lose you're gonna shrink in the algorithm because of your high price to cover your cleaning fee because you know what you need to make. So yeah, you'll be covering your cleaning fee, but if you're not getting bookings, then you're kind of, it's a catch 22 there. So you really have to, again, know your numbers, dive it all down. Actually, inside of our membership, we have a nightly reservation calculator where we help our members dial in everything it costs to run their property, whether a guest stays there or not. And you can plug in the number of nights and you can find out what your bottom line is per night. And if you're staying three nights, here's what you can charge. If you're charging four nights, here's what you can charge. So if you can dial it in with that level of accuracy, you can really figure out what your fee structure needs to be. And maybe it's different for one, two night stays versus three plus night stays. Let's move into, this is where it's a really heated debate, improvements to guest checkout. We're providing guidance to hosts that if they have checkout requests, they should be reasonable and displayed to guests before they book. Guests should not have to do unreasonable checkout tasks such as stripping the beds, doing the laundry, or vacuuming when leaving their Airbnb. But we think it's reasonable to ask guests to turn off lights, throw food in the trash, and lock the doors, just like they would do when they're leaving their own home. So let's chat about this, Annette. When you first saw that, what were your immediate thoughts?
I'm down with that. I think the least amount of work possible. I mean, I don't know. We do charge a cleaning fee. So I think, like stripping beds and stuff, I kind of get like grossed out about that because I don't really know how they're going to do the laundry. Are they going to put laundry detergent in there? It's always suspect to me. Vacuuming, no way. Like, I don't know. Leave a vacuum for them if they spill. I will say this too. If you have a remote space though, like, I do know there are some hosts that ask for a lot of different cleaning because maybe they are super duper remote and like they needed help with like maybe actually taking the trash all the way out, or maybe there was something, let's say it is a cabin, like washing all the dishes just because of like rodents and bugs and, you know, things like that. Like, I do think it also like depends on where it's located, what the price point was, but I do think it is fair to let them know ahead of time, not just smacking them with it. Like when they check in, it's like, oh, by the way, you need to do this, you know, 75 point checklist. So I think there is some differentiation there on what's provided and what's asked for and what the fee is.
Before we get all hyped up too, because I know we can get very defensive as hosts because we work so dang hard. I hear you. But the fact that there are articles out there by USA Today, Forbes, there are GIFs out there, there are trending reels out there making fun of hosts and their ridiculous checkout requirements means, y'all, there are hosts out there asking ridiculous things of their guests. So mm-hmm. again, I think this is rooted in some truth. And if we're just being honest with ourselves about how we can meet these guest requests and Airbnb suggestions, either halfway or most of the way, especially if Airbnb is still your biggest lead generator, you're going to have mm-hmm. to play by their rules. So if you have your cleaners strip the beds, here's where my cleaners actually like when they don't strip the beds. So I'll just help you change your mind. Because I know a lot of hosts do this, is my cleaners like it left on. So number one, they can keep it all organized. So if you've got mm-hmm. a bunch of twins, queens, kings in one under one roof, you can keep it organized. Two, our cleaners like to look for stains before they take the bedding off the beds because everything's laid out nice and flat. You can see and test it right there. So, okay, stripping the bed's not a big deal. When Airbnb says doing the laundry, do they mean throwing the towels in the washer with a laundry pack and pressing start? Or do they mean make sure you fold all your bedding? So it's unclear, all right? So there's that. And vacuum leaving their Airbnb. I agree with Annette. I want to leave the vacuum and the actual cleaning to a professional cleaner. You don't know what kind of experience cleaning your guests have. So if you ask your guests to do this stuff, it kind of seems to me like you're losing control of a very important aspect about your operations. So,
and I'm trying to think of the most ridiculous request I've had when I've stayed.
Oh, I've had an Airbnb. It was in Portland. I'll never forget it because the fee was so high. They wanted us to, by doing the laundry, they meant wash the bedding, fold it, and put it back on the bed. We had to put all of our dishes away. So clean and then put away. And we had to sweep the whole... I mean, it was...
Was it a shared house or something?
No. It was a single family home. And it was... And then the fee was like $250. And we were like...
No,
That's, we're not doing that. So... But I want you to remember, so if you haven't logged into your Airbnb listing via Airbnb, make sure you do that often because as they roll out these updates, there might be some things you have to check off, uncheck, change your verbiage, all that. You want to stay up to date so that the algorithm likes your listing and you want to make sure you're complying by these rules. You don't want them to bury your listing because you still have for them to do, you know, the laundry on your checkout instructions. So I think that's all we wanted to say about those two things. And then we also wanted to talk about Airbnb is definitely marketing towards any of you out there who have not yet opened up your first Airbnb, or maybe you want to open up your second or third. And they're always, quote unquote, making it easier for you to do that while getting it going through the 7-minute, you know, process of getting it uploaded. We all know there are so many things to check on, check off so you show up in searches and all that kind of stuff. So, okay, Airbnb, yes, it's easy, but you also have all these stipulations so that we can show up in your search rankings that listeners, you want to make sure you're always in your account and always seeing what changes they're making and staying up to date with them. But some things that we wanted to talk about are, and this, I have some real life experience I can share with you, but the guest identity verification is becoming stronger. Mm-hmm. So again, that's great. This is Airbnb's way of hoping that you'll keep all of your bookings and all of your lead generation on their platform. So mm-hmm. think long and hard about that. 3 million in damage protection. So Airbnb reimburses you for damage caused by guests to your home and belongings and includes these specialized protections. And one of them actually, I'll let you know how this goes, but one of them is art and valuables. We had a guest who drunkenly fell through the front door of a 1880 Victorian and damaged it, went through the glass. It had this bevel that isn't even to code anymore and this screen door and fell from the inside out. And Airbnb would not come to our aid because it was an art it was of art or valuable because it's not something you can go and buy at Home Depot. But now they're saying they're going to cover it.
Can you reverse that?
Well, that's what I say. I'll keep you guys posted because you better believe I was like, this happened, you know, 6 weeks ago and y'all told me you wouldn't cover art. So we ended up covering it ourselves, but it'd be nice to have it come from them. Income loss is interesting.
That's
if you have
one, yeah.
to cancel Airbnb bookings due to guest damage, you'll be compensated for the lost income. So that's interesting. They protect the cars, boats, and other watercraft that you park or store at your home. What they haven't said there is
so interesting.
If guests hurt themselves on those items, what happens?
Pet damage, we will pay to repair damage done by a guest pet. That's probably have a door or two that's scratched.
And then, of course, the $1 million liability insurance, which is you're protecting the rare event that guest gets hurt or their belongings are damaged or stolen in their place. And listeners, I want you to understand, too, Annette and I just booked an Airbnb with actually someone who has listened to the podcast before, so that's lovely. But as I was going through the checkout process, it offered me the opportunity to purchase travel insurance.
Love it. I freaking love that.
So, but before you purchase it, I found out that my credit card would protect me while I'm traveling and staying in Airbnb. So I opted not to accept that. But that's something now you can put in your messaging. Before the guest books, you could say, we just want to make sure you understand our cancellation policy, whatever it is, and that you've been given the opportunity to purchase travel insurance by Airbnb or check with your credit card because we will uphold our cancellation policy no matter what.
Yep.
So there are some different things that are happening with Airbnb. Again, they want to keep us on their platform, everyone. But remember, that means that we have to play by their rules. And if they decide, because you better believe there's a whole disclaimer page that dives into what means what. If this happens, then we'll say yes. If this happens, says no. Get the guest involved too. What happens? So it's not black and white.
So exciting though.
Either.
I like it. It's good. It's all progress.
There are 6 new categories. So there is the new category, great finds added to Airbnb within the past 10 weeks. So if you have a new short-term rental that you've uploaded to Airbnb, it will get some extra love. Top of the world, homes around 10,000 feet above sea level are getting some love. Trending, highly rated homes getting lots of attention on Airbnb. We have 4 or 5 of our properties that are trending right now, which is fun. Adapted, and this is where my... I'm also diving in head first. So verified for step-free paths into the home, bathroom, and bedroom. So accessibility. If you have, even if it's not ADA, you know,
built out. Adapted.
Yeah. You can highlight the areas within your home that are more easy to navigate. Play, places with game rooms.
Water slide. Water that sounds slides, terrifying.
But also fun. I don't know how to say this.
Hanooks?
Hanooks.
Traditional
Korean homes made from natural materials.
And you can correct us if we're wrong on that.
Please do. And they've also said that they are going to make it more visible on how to get our homes to appear in these categories. So that's great too. So as always, Airbnb, they're always making changes.
Yeah.
Always coming to our aid. But let's wrap this up really quick. The two things we want you to take home are really look at your cleaning requirements of your guests and maybe highlight the fact, because obviously this is a pain point, highlight the fact that you just want them to lock their doors and the windows and turn
off
the
lights. Enjoy
themselves. Check out. And then also your fee structure. This is where you've got some homework to do over the next several weeks and make sure you're really dialed in and understand how much you need to bring in each month to remain profitable. And also so you can rank on the algorithms of these OTAs. With that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant. And together we are.
Thanks for visiting. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.